This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and I know there's a lot of people going through a really tough time right now, so I just wanted to say that if you are my ex-boyfriend and you want to tell me how exactly you fucked up our relationship, I will Venmo you $20.
I like it. I'm Brandi Posey, and that goddamn volleyball covered in my blood won't text me back.
I'm Tess Barker, and why are my Instagram stories showing up on my Facebook? I am a huge aunt, and everything I do on this internet is so embarrassing.
This is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out. With your favorite
ladies, ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies. Welcome to the show, everybody. I was thinking about that status earlier today, Tess.
Oh my God.
Well, it's like Facebook knows that like we don't want to be on it. We don't want to be anywhere near it. So it's like pulling in all of our stuff. Like all of my Facebook, whatchamacallit, like, notifications are just like messages from Instagram now. And I'm like, I don't care. I saw those already.
So
get
have
out
you
of
guys
here.
Investigated this? Are we fucked? Have they merged or what's
no,
going on?
No, you can They're turn it off. You can turn off the settings on Instagram. You just have to go in there and do it. But
okay. That's what I thought. Okay, cool. I have not looked into it. I've just been frustrated by it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just nice to have
just
something.
Just kind of throw the phone away and go somewhere else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I still haven't updated my contacts on my computer. I think I'm going on like 7 months without having my iMessage signed in.
So you just
get texts
from random numbers?
I don't understand how it doesn't.
Yeah.
Like
I get texts from random numbers. I can't text people from my computer.
I don't. I only text from my computer. I'm never texting on my phone.
But it's helped me. I think the upshot is it's helped me memorize people's numbers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I only have like four numbers actually memorized. Do you know my number?
No.
You can probably recognize in context from what the conversation was.
Yeah, I can recognize it. Like, I know when you're texting me, I know it starts with 410, so I know that's you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Maryland represent.
So, great. If you ever need to contact Brandon in an emergency, you got 410 down, and then we'll just take it from there.
We can bleep that out if we need to.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. Oh, it's fine. It's fine. Everyone can know. I've still got my Maryland number. I'll never get rid of it. Let's bring on our guest and we'll get this party started. She is amazing. She's one of my Vagabondy Roadshow sisters. She's got a great band called Biebs and Her Moneymakers, and she makes her own music too, makes her own amazing clothes. She's an awesome artist and an awesome person. Biebs!
Hi.
Welcome.
Hey, lady. She put on an ascot just for us for podcasting. So
I know. I feel very...
Your outfit is making me so happy right now. I'm like living for it.
Y'all are some badass ladies. I felt like, you know, like, plus like wearing shit around your neck, like the bandana and stuff. It's just like, I feel like I'm at a festival or like, you know, it's awesome. Like it just feels good, you know?
Totally.
Someone choking me feels secure somehow.
It loves me. It loves me.
Been there.
Like, oh, self-love.
Did you? I had probably 15 bandanas ready to go for this because I feel like my like punk days have like weirdly prepped me for this. Just like still had all of them ready to go.
Yeah, my jam band playing jam band festival days, they're always in dusty like places or Warp Tour. You gotta wear a fucking bandana, you know? Mm-hmm. So
that's amazing. This really makes
I love it. I got to go to the bank wearing a bandana. Like walked in a bank with my heart sunglasses on, pretty much my whole face is covered, and like had to conduct business like that. And I was like, if this isn't the new world, fuck yeah, dude. Like, you know, this is awesome.
Absolutely.
I did not have a lot of bandanas ready. I've never really known how to shape it on my head the right way. I always look silly in a bandana. Like, it's bandanas and scarves, actually. Like, I'm not good at, like, nailing, like, the nuances of how to do them.
Well, you've never, you're a Cali girl. Like, yeah, like, scarves were only ever an accessory,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Not- we like a mini skirt with a scarf and some Uggs.
A mock turtleneck is, like, the most neck coverage.
If you must.
If only Uggs could keep away the COVID, I think Tess would have it.
Although I stopped buying Uggs like 4 years ago because of animal cruelty. So the only Uggs I'm ever going to get are either now going to have to be secondhand or I have my sequined ones. Those are going to be the last Uggs I buy.
Right. Because is it like skin or is it shearing? Okay. I wasn't sure.
I thought it was shearing, but then I watched this really disturbing YouTube video and fuck Uggs.
Yeah. All right.
I know. But I still like the fake ones. I still like the aesthetic.
Yeah, that's the beauty about now is you can get a knockoff anything. So
exactly.
It doesn't really matter. You can get the fake. You don't have to get the real version of any of that shit.
Like the more ethical ones are cheaper. So it works out. It's a win-win.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Of course good. They are. I think that, but yeah, having a costume closet has come in handy because I have bandanas in there and just various things to entertain myself, you know, in quarantine, like masks that are terrifying, but you know, now I'm not wearing them out and about, but just to like scare the people I live with. So
same. It's so fun. I'm like, yeah, Halloween all day, every day.
Totally.
You were just doing, were you doing music? Like you just said you were going live, Biebs. What were you doing?
Oh, I just randomly, well, I had another live situation with one of my other friends and another band, this guy Cooley Ranks. He has a band called The Pilfers. They're badass out of Brooklyn. But then randomly after that, I went live just like, I was in an Erykah Badu mood. So I just like randomly went live, just was playing Erykah Badu tracks. And then that took me down a soul hole. Started playing some soul tracks and like, just took me down a whole black hole and I smoked a joint the whole time and I just got super high and I was like, well, what were you doing? Why were you just smoking a joint the whole time? Like, you don't even smoke that much weed. That's weird. And now I'm super high and I'm like,
so Beats knows how to Monday, you guys.
I, as a joke, drank a bunch of eggnog the other night, and then that was a really bad idea.
Yeah, so. Like, we're just socially experimenting right now, hardcore, and it's like we're learning some lessons quickly, you know? It's kind of tight.
Yeah, it doesn't always work out, you know?
I didn't know. You can find eggnog in May?
It was frozen.
Okay.
I have a question. Why did you have frozen eggnog?
Okay, so
walk us through all of this.
I was craving it back in the appropriate time to drink it, December. And I bought some and I was like, this is expensive as fuck. Mm-hmm. And there's no way I'm going to drink this whole bottle because it's like the most fucking fattening thing you could possibly put in your body. So I drank like half of it and I was like, I'm going to put it in the freezer. And it worked. It's totally good. It's fine. It kept great. We just had to move it because we needed room in the freezer.
Is it like a pre-made mix that has the booze in it already, or do you?
Yeah, it has everything in it.
Okay, that's like that what I need.
You prepped eggnog. Like that's.
That's where I'm at, and I'm not gonna. It's gone. Like it's in the fridge. I mean, that was the last hurrah. I like took it out that day and drank a little bit, and was like, okay, this is it. And I was like, again, like, oh, this will be funny. But these kind of experiments, when you're just at home, I think give you more time to reflect on being an idiot.
Yeah,
you're not going to a second location, so you didn't leave the idiocy somewhere else. It's just staying with you.
You're just doing your own idiocy.
Or you know, it's like later. Like it's like think. Yeah, it's just natural consequence. You know.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
So, like, in reality, I just drank eggnog in a corner in my bedroom in May.
No, that's what it sounds like. Yeah.
For that, you're epic. You know, that's epic story. Like,
I don't know what it is. Yes.
What'd you do? Grandma, what did you do during those times? Well, I drank eggnog in the middle of May.
Got me
and lived my best life, you know? Like.
Absolutely.
I was thinking about, like, that's the only, because I, you know, none of us have kids, and obviously seeing how hard it's been to have them is, like, making me grateful that I don't have to do it, but today I also was like, man, I'm not going to have any grandkids to tell how fucked up this was. Like,
no, we'll be the OGs on the street corner, like, yo, kid.
And And they're not going to give a shit, though, because that's their natural. They're not going to care. They're going to be like, I mean, it's going to be post-apocalyptic by then. So if they exist, they're not going to give a shit.
No. No, I think they will. I mean, I always liked like the weird olds in my neighborhood that I would like talk to growing up and stuff. And I feel like these kids, the teens of the future after this, they're gonna have like holographic faces. They can like post like turn their face into like whatever like emoji your story makes them feel and stuff. It's gonna get weird and trippy.
No, but they're not gonna listen. They're just gonna give you an emoji so they think they're listening, and then it's like they're doing whatever.
As long as I think they're listening, who gives a shit? I don't actually care if I'm teaching these kids anything.
I just feel like we're just going to have, like, you know what I mean? It's going to, landscape will be much even worse for them. So they're going to be like, I don't give a shit about the time you had to stay inside.
Yeah, I don't know, like, if I think in the grand scheme of things, this will be, like, something anyone ever asks about.
You think so?
No, I don't think so. No.
We'll see.
No, I don't.
Wait, what do you mean exactly? You don't think it's a big deal, or I don't understand?
Oh, that's true. Like, honestly, I didn't even know, like, they're like SARS and Ebola, and I'm like, I didn't even know that those happened until this came up, and I'm like, oh.
Wait, you didn't know SARS happened?
No.
I knew it was a thing, but like,
I heard the word a couple times. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, because like, we never really heard much about the flu of 1918 before this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but we didn't have like our direct, like your grandparents didn't really experience that. So,
no,
you know,
but
what
they experienced like World War II and they never talk about it. I don't know.
It's every
pretty big deal.
It's every movie that every grandfather has ever cried to is a World War II movie. It's the only way they can release an emotion.
I mean, I can definitely see all of us being so over it that we don't talk
it's
about
so true.
It at all.
Dude, yeah, I don't.
My dad is 82. I was adopted, and my parents adopted me when they were like, you know, in their midlife crisis, I guess. And so my dad's 82, and I called him when this shit was going down. I was like, Dad, are you cool? Like, you know, how do you feel about this? He goes, I'm 82. I don't give a fuck what happens. I'm 82 years old. I said, sick, dude. All right, cool.
Like, I mean, completely. Cool, like, think about everything he's seen and been through. It's like, all right.
Yeah. I go, have you ever seen anything like this? He's like, nope. And I don't give a fuck. I'm 82. I just drink my beer every day. My B12. That's what he called it. Yeah.
My B12?
Yeah.
That's a great one.
It's really funny.
Yeah, my grandparents, I called my grandparents yesterday, and my grandma, they canceled their internet a couple months ago because they weren't using it. And my grandma, there's nothing else to do. And she was like, I'm so glad we don't have it. And I was like, do you guys have movies or anything? And she was like, no. Like, and they're fine.
What are they doing? Are they just like reading?
They walk a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
But how much does that take up? Like 3 hours? I mean, I guess if you're used to filling your time some other way, but
man,
I think they should just get on there and start getting into Twitter fights and seeing what happens.
Mm-hmm. I know, Biebs, you gave up sugar a couple days ago, right? How's that going?
Oh God.
Oh Lord.
I gave up processed sugar.
Okay.
Because I realized during this quarantine that I am addicted to sugar. Like, I'm addicted to candy. I'm a stress eater. And then my go-to is like Lucky Charms every fucking day of my life. And then candy bars and shit. And it's not so much like, oh, I'm worried about getting fat or anything. Cause I really don't give a fuck. I'm in quarantine. I don't care. Like, it's just me, myself, and I'm not caring about that shit. And I'm learning to love myself more, but I have fibromyalgia, and I know that sugar triggers that shit. And
it's like bad for you.
And as soon as I eat it, I feel it in my joints. And here's the day I knew it was a problem. Like, my knee started giving out, and I had this sharp pain, and it was like, you know, getting to the point where I was not going to be able to walk. And I laid down on my bed until I felt better, and then went to 7-Eleven to get a candy bar.
That's totally
and I was
something
like,
I would do.
Oh, bitch, you're addicted to sugar, girl. You need to get a hold of this. And so then, you know, Stacy D from Bad Cop and I challenge each other, like, on our little talks on Tuesdays to go without processed sugar. And 2 or 3 days into that, they set up a lemonade corn dog stand, like, literally 10 feet behind my house.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just, like, every day looking at it, like, fuck you, you know, like, ugh.
Oh, awful. Man. Yeah, those lemonades are also, like, that's, like, just
it's just all sugar. Giant
vat of it.
It's just all sugar, and I just, like, want it so
and it's
bad.
Delicious.
It's so good.
Yeah. But, I'm the same way. If there's like a sugary cereal in my house, it lasts 2 days max. Like, there's no way that shit is getting past.
Dude, I'll kill a whole box of Lucky Charms. And then someone just told me they make a bag of just the marshmallows.
Yes.
Like a 1 pound bag. And I was like, I have to eat this. And unfortunately, I haven't gotten it yet. And I started this no sugar thing, so.
Dude, you know what would be so good is if you made ice cream with that marshmallow in it. Like homemade vanilla ice cream with those. Sorry.
No, we're not helping. We're making it worse.
It's so hard, though. I mean, it's one of the most addictive substances. And, like,
well, I'm not there yet. You know what I mean? Salt and sugar are pretty much like this one and the same. But I'm also probably really addicted to salt. And so, yeah, I'm just, like, I can't do all the things right now, but I'm just realizing, you know, like, there's other things I do that aren't healthy. We talk about, you know, alcohol and all these other addictions and drug addictions, but, like, there's, like, shit like that in our own food, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, so, 100%.
That we've been, like, kind of brainwashed. Not that it's not delicious. It is fucking great. Dude, I was raised on McDonald's. I love a Big Mac.
They make it to be addictive, too, so definitely.
Yeah, it's like crack. It's so straight crack.
Yeah.
So I'm just, you know, at the same time, I also think, what if this realm is the only realm you get to taste food in? Like, fuck it.
Right.
You
know? That's how I feel.
But I'm trying to find a balance between the two of the things that are really affecting my body and how I'm feeling and how I'm not giving a fuck, which is, like, whether or not that's true, you know, like, I still have to take care of this meat suit, you know what I mean, while I'm here.
100%.
It's a very hard balance to strike, because I totally get it, too, because I'm like, fuck this. Like, I'm not going to deprive myself. Like, I'm living this life right now, and I want to enjoy this thing, and let me enjoy it. But once those although you do that every single day, and you feel negative about Lee, and, you know, either you feel like shit or whatever, and you're all like, God damn it, I can't just have it whenever I want. It sucks.
Totally. And I was wondering if it was, like, having an effect on my mental health, too, because I'm going through mood swings just because of cravings, and then if I don't get it, I'm, like, kind of in a shitty mood, you know, like, oh, I'm too high to go to 7-Eleven to feed my hunger.
It's really actually simple. You just have to find the right balance of doing that and then doing a bunch of detoxes, drinking a bunch of water, recaffeinating, taking a bunch of vitamins. Yeah, you just have to constantly be putting bullshit in your body to counteract the other bullshit that you're putting in your body.
Water and lemon and raw coconut and coconut juice coconut water is where I'm at right now.
Oh, there you go.
Dude,
that's nice.
It sucks how expensive coconut water is, though. Like,
I've just been buying a whole coconut and then getting the water out of it and the coconut meat. So it's like, also
expensive though, right?
Yeah, dude. In Jamaica, it's like a dollar. I just walk to the shack and I get a fucking coconut and I get all the shit. Like, but, you know, I think it's also more motivation to, like, grow shit. Because maybe if I grow a coconut palm, it's not going to be here for a while, but it will be here in the future. And, like, I started a garden during all this. The garden is going the fuck off. And it's been so good for my mental health.
Really? Wait. Tell me about this. Because, yeah, we were like, we have an area where we could grow stuff. And I'm like, all right, let's just fucking try it. So we just ordered some seeds and stuff. But I'm so, like, nervous because I feel like the birds and the squirrels are going to, like, eat the fuck out of it.
Well, what I noticed the other day, we put a little fence, kind of like little chicken wire around, like, the outside of it. And if we have to put it over it, we will, too, you know, and figure that out. But it was cool. Like, we saw these little finches flying in and out of the tomato plants and all the crops and stuff. And at first, we were like, oh, shit. Is he fucking with our shit? But he's eating all the bugs off all the plants.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like, thank you, little finches.
Circle
life. There's a couple of, you know, leaves with some bird shit on them, but I'm not eating the leaves, so it's fine. I don't care, you know?
Yeah, totally. That's awesome. So you got, like, tomatoes. What else you got going on over there?
I got tomatoes, kale, collard greens, lettuce, carrots, radishes, strawberries, cantaloupe.
That's eggplant. Dope.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you want? Oh, man. I'll show it to you guys later because I don't think that's good for a podcast. But
yeah.
That's amazing, though. Yeah, that is something I'm like – glad about. I'm trying to, like, figure out how to, yeah, grow my own stuff and not, like, be so dependent on.
Yeah, and we made it all with recycled wood that we found in the alley, just, like, looking around our house while everyone's social distancing, throwing shit out, you know?
Oh, that's awesome. Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Oh, this is a good, okay, I discovered, I've lived in this house for over a decade, and we were, like, walking, there's a back area that I, like, never really go in. It's down these stairs, and there's, like, a carport and a back alleyway. And I just don't ever go down there because we use our front door. And we were walking around the back, and we're like, oh, there's like a tangerine tree. We're kind of trying to get them off. And then we're like, where's this? There's an avocado here. Where's this avocado it's coming from? And then I fucking discovered there's a huge avocado tree in our backyard, but it's like on the neighbor's side. And this is the neighbor who, like, the trash guy, like, he just pours water into trash cans all day. I don't really know what the fuck he's doing.
Maybe he's watering the avocado tree.
But there's trash all around the avocado tree.
Oh.
And like,
oh, you got like a trash moat protecting it?
I have a trash moat. Yeah. So I'm like, fuck, I don't really know what to do because they're obviously not using them. They're just falling down. But I don't really want to go over the trash moat. And I'm not sure what to do.
Can you get a ladder?
I could. It's just kind of, it's like on a roof thing. You can. You just kind of have to like deal with the trash.
Can you
stuff.
Just like leave a note on your neighbor's doorstep saying you want the avocados, hook it up, please?
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I feel like, I guess I'll just talk to, I guess I'm just going to say like, hey, is it cool if I take some?
Yeah.
But I'm sure just, they'll be fine with it. It's crazy. Like yeah. someone, yeah. I had this dude from Hawaii staying here for a while. One of my friends, like a musician who was crashing like while they were through town, and he would skate through our whole neighborhood, and like I'd wake up in the morning and the whole table would be full of all this fruit, and I'm like, where'd all this fruit come from? He's like, oh, your neighbor's fucking trees or whatever. And I'm like, there's that many fruit trees in the neighborhood? He's like, yeah, they're all in front of everyone's houses and the fruit's just like falling off, and like
they're everywhere.
And
they're,
I'm like, and he started pointing them out, and now I see them because and I identify them even when they're not in bloom. I'm like, oh, okay, there's a, you know, fig tree, there's a whatever. And I'm like, now we're like neighborhood fruit bandits.
Yes.
Or we were I before love this.
Yeah. I feel like if it's just sitting there not getting picked, like go for it.
But then we start feeling bad. So we're like, we got to grow some shit that other people can fruit bandit, you know? So.
I mean, I feel like.
That's the way to do it.
If it's close enough for someone else to get it, it's like borderline communal.
Yeah. Well, if you're just letting it sit there and do nothing. And I'm like. If you, you know, before this whole thing started, I was thinking in terms of sidewalk project. I was like, I see all this fruit in all these people's yards. I wonder if I can just knock on their door, let them know that, you know, we distribute food to local houseless communities, and we see that they got all this fruit that they're not picking. Can we have some? And
can you just tell our listeners like real quick about what sidewalk project is? Because you work with them a lot.
It's like a. It was started by Stacey D from Bad Cop and Soma and Emily from Punk Rock Paintbrushes. It's an organization that's just really created by artists and musicians, and we go down to different houseless communities that started in Skid Row and bring like music and art and whatever we can, you know, to the community and learn from the community and figure out what the community needs. And it's really beautiful. There's like no agenda of like, we're not pushing any agenda of anything. We're just going down there and kind of throwing a party with the community, letting them know we're there and we're bringing what we can listening to what else they might need. And the Sidewalk Project band's cool. It's just like kind of play whatever music and songs and then let people sing their songs or their spoken word or, you know, just express themselves. And the communities do mural projects together, and it's just really beautiful. No one's ever questioning, oh, what color are you, or what gender are you, or da da da. It's just the fringes of society helping and the fringes of society helping the fringes of society, and everyone's just like, it's so beautiful to be a part of and watch, and has given me so much perspective, you know, too. And
for sure.
We use the word houseless and not homeless, because homeless like has this bad stigma to it. It's not really. Their home is there, wherever they're at. They don't have a house, you know what I mean? They're not living in a structured house, you know? So,
right.
Yeah, it's the raddest. It's super cool. So, yeah.
You were saying you have collected fruit, or you were talking about how you should.
That's what I was thinking about. Doing right before all this happened. I was like, yeah, let's go around and ask the neighbors if we can just harvest their fruit to just bring directly to, you know, the community.
Yeah.
And just thinking right now we're growing a couple plants, you know?
And, yeah, for sure.
And we'll
just, it's cool. It's like,
yeah, just sharing.
Yeah, it's nice. My neighborhood has a bunch of those like trees that do that. But then we also have like, there's one guy over by the college that has, he's always putting out books that I'm like, nobody actually wants these books. These are bad books. I'm just like, these are like weird, like nonfiction from like the 80s about like some like Secretary of War for Ronald Reagan or some shit. Like nobody actually wants that guy's biography. Compost.
Yeah,
this.
These mini libraries are not, I don't think, are being used right now. I think.
Not right now.
I'm saying right now, Tess.
during normal times, I use the fuck out of those. I cannot resist those.
I think they're awesome, but yeah, right now I'm definitely not grabbing any old books.
No.
Yeah, just think about what you're putting out there. Is that book real or is it trash? That's all I'm saying.
All right, you guys, we are going to go look at our own mini library of our consciousness. No.
Sure.
Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
We're back. Welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Biebs. Hey, Biebs.
Hi.
We got a Biebs and a Babs in the house.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Also, guys, in that first segment, you might have heard my neighbor doing yard work in the background. Sorry if you heard it. If you don't, then never mind.
We're making it work. Should say, I think you talked about this last week, but Brandy started Picture This back up on Zoom.
And
it was super fun to watch, like, because it's a great, you know, medium for it to watch people animate mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But, yeah. like, they were trying to get people to laugh because you need to be unmuted to laugh during the show. And there's mm-hmm. literally a helicopter flying over my house for an hour. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I thought there's, like, probably a chase or something happening. And the producer kept asking me if I wanted to be unmuted. And I'm like, I don't think you want
like, yeah, see, I don't think we need that happening in the background.
Just a hovering helicopter. Then my boyfriend was like, why don't we close the screen door? We don't want, like, whoever is running around out there to just, like, show up in here.
Hell yeah. Picture This is back. It's every Saturday now at 2 p.m. PST. That way anywhere and everywhere in the world can listen to it can watch it. If you go to any of my stuff, you'll see like where you can get tickets for it and stuff. It's a ticketed show because we want to be able to pay our artists, but we have awesome artists that work on like BoJack Horseman and like Midnight Gospel and like the creator of Hey Arnold's doing it soon.
I just started watching Midnight Gospel.
It's so good.
Is it amazing?
Well, yeah.
I gotta watch it.
It's so
totally
good.
Trippy.
It gave me some weird ass dreams last night, though. I'm not gonna lie. It gave me some weird dreams last night.
I just want to say, Brandy, be careful saying PDT because a man corrected me on my Instagram today where I wrote my dance party is like 8 to 10 p.m. PST. And he wrote star, you know, like correction, PDT.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is this? I've never even heard PD. I was like, what is
this?
I've
never heard PDT before.
It's like something, it's something like you say PDT in the summer and PST in the winter. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
We switched timelines.
Yeah.
And so I wrote like, and I had looked it up and I was like, I think they're both the same. Thanks.
Yeah.
And he goes, incorrect. Stick to being funny.
Oh my God.
Even if, first of all, why would you even have the energy in your life to make that comment in the first place?
At this point.
Second
this point
of all,
the world. Jesus.
Even if you do, you're someone existing in the world. Surely you have scheduled a conference call with someone and you know that everyone uses PST. Like that's what everyone uses. So to be a dick about it, like, even if it is technically wrong. To be that
to
big
be
of a dick.
Like, to care enough to... I was so angry. It was like, I woke up this morning and he'd written that, and I was like, I'm gonna fucking kill this motherfucking dad on Instagram going around and doing this shit. And also just stick to funny. Like, what are you talking about? I wasn't trying to, like, solve a math problem or, like, talk about politics, you fucking asshole. Like, what is wrong with
you? He was telling you to stick to funny literally while you were promoting a comedy show.
I know! I was so angry.
Yeah, someone corrected me as well. And so I'm like, what? I had never heard of that either. And I said, okay, so now I know I'll fuck it up. So I just put PT and ET, which fucks me up because I'm thinking part-time and like ET phone home the whole time. So I'm just like, what? I don't even know what I'm doing anymore, but fine.
I mean,
fuck
it's idiotic to like correct someone. It's like so insane to me to correct someone on that.
Yeah. But I'm just
all the
like,
shit happening.
Whatever, you know?
Yeah. That's obviously like that dude's just, I mean, he's such a miserable scum fuck and he's got to live with that every day. I mean, he doesn't make it, it's hard, you know, it's still also infuriating, but fuck him.
people who correct other people in any way are so asinine, but it's also like in this age of autocorrect, yeah, maybe you know that if you meant to write THEYW'R, but then sometimes you fire off the fucking tweet, not realizing that the autocorrected the other version. It's like, we need to understand, like, why would
it's a really weird, way self-importance thing that we've really like the internet cultivates in a really shitty way.
Yeah,
people just get to like fire off their little like correction thing. And you're like, ugh, it's so gross.
Well,
you know what? It's always good just to have somewhere to put the rage, though. So I would say it's a blessing.
That's true. I did get to take it on this random internet man, but I just was so mad because I was like, last week was really fucking hard and I was like being like, okay, like this week's gonna be good, we're gonna wake up, and it was just so stupid that this one thing would make me so mad, but it really just you know what I mean, set
yeah,
it off
know
in
what?
Like a
I
shitty
think
way
things like that are even though they're like you know, like I think they're there to remind us what reality we're living in, like all the people that we're talking to right now in this podcast with each other Mm-hmm. knew it to be fucking, you know, PSD.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I know what reality I really live in with you guys. Whatever the other agreed upon realities are happening, they're like, okay, well, when I interact with you guys, I'll fucking act accordingly, you know?
Yeah, like maybe I'll visit there sometime, but you're not really advertising it very well.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck him. Whatever.
Yeah.
And my friend that told me his defense, she's in marketing and publicity, and she's like, yo, just so you know, like, so no one fucking acts like a dick to you, it's PDT now. And I was like, okay.
Wait.
So it didn't make me mad that she told me, but I was like, huh?
It changes. Apparently, I looked it up in mid-March, it changes to PDT.
Since and then, when?
I don't know.
Yeah, since when?
Yeah, since when?
Since the apocalypse started, that's what.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's how bored people are. We had to invent a new middle initial of the acronym.
Actually, was it daylight? Pacific Daylight Time? Is that what it becomes? The D stands for?
Yes. What's that? Yeah, it's daylight. D stands for.
Oh, okay. So if you live in a state that doesn't have daylight savings, you don't get the D?
Yeah, there's no. It's only states with daylight savings.
Wow. Yeah.
Like to give that guy the D, teach him a lesson.
He doesn't deserve the D.
No, he doesn't deserve the D.
Let's do some Who, What, When, Where, Why is that we got sitting on deck.
Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Why?
What would you take with you to Mars?
Oh, all my crap, arts and crafts.
I thought you said all my crap.
crafting on Mars actually does sound really relaxing. Like looking at Earth and just like making a knit scarf of some kind.
Honestly, I'm just trying to be a grandma anywhere I go or live. Like grandmas have the most fun. I'm just trying to be a baby grandma all day. Mm-hmm.
Aw, Grandma Biebs. Yeah. What would your grandma name be? Like, would you be like BB or like Grandma Mum?
No,
any
just,
idea?
Yeah, I don't know. I never thought about it. I think that is what Biebs is, though. It's like my grandma name, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty good already.
I think that's pretty solid. So if everyone just treats you love your grandma. If you don't, you're an asshole. And then I'm like, okay, you're just an asshole. It's fine. Yeah. But you get to spoil people, do whatever you want. Like, do arts and crafts all day. It's tight.
Yeah.
I do appreciate the quarantine, like, kind of lifting me into grandma activities a little before I was prepared, but I'm enjoying them.
Yeah, it's great, you know? Why wait till you're old? Like, I'm trying to live life like that now. Like, I don't know how long I get to live. What are you talking about? Grandmas have the most fun.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you've been making a lot of, like, really cool, like, coveralls and, like, overalls and stuff. It's been fun. They look really relaxing.
Yeah, it's fun. It's been cool. Like, I've been making my best artwork. I'm like, oh, I'm uninterrupted. I'm just doing my thing, living in my grandma's zone. That's how I live anyway, even on tour. Like, everyone else goes out and parties, And I just stay in the bus and crochet beanies. Like a weirdo. They all are like, all right, bye, Grandma. I was like, all right, bye. I'll see you on the other side and make an extra $400 tomorrow night, but bye. Mm-hmm. Baby Grandma.
Hey, but they've made memories that will not last a lifetime.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
Will yeah. not remember any of it, but they'll you know they what, had fun.
That's the nice thing about memories you don't remember. You don't have to carry them around with you.
It's true. It's true.
What would you guys take to Mars? What do you got? Is there are things gonna float there or not?
Gravity is much less. I think it's a quarter of what our gravity
okay.
is.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's just assume for the sake of the question, everything that we need to survive is already there. So this is just like fun stuff to bring with you, right?
Oh.
Yeah. So like you've already got food and like all that stuff is like handled. So it's like what would you recommend?
I mean,
Mars
I have to say my first thought was a keytar.
Yes.
Wow. Practical.
Not that I know how to play it or even do anything with it, but that was immediately my first thought. So
yeah. I'd love to see you bouncing around on the surface of Mars, just jumping 20 feet in the air with a keytar.
Hopefully that's not. Why it'd be you could jump everywhere.
Dude, you would be so fucked, Barbara. You would use that keytar for like 10 minutes.
Wait, so we said we have the essentials already down, so we're just bringing fun stuff, right?
Yeah,
but how long do you really think you would?
Well, if it was the only thing I had, I'd have to learn.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if your phone doesn't work on Mars, I guess you finally learn an instrument.
Exactly.
And what better instrument to learn than God's own voice box, the keytar?
I love it. Man. Shout out to accordion players. Can I just say that? Because, like, that's mm-hmm. just, like, it's such a commitment. Like when you see somebody playing one, it just looks really fucking impressive. And I'm like, to have like come up as an accordion player, there's just like, there's a lot of stigma. There's a lot of stuff you're dealing with. That instrument is just fucking crazy. I'm always really impressed by them.
I had a miniature accordion in junior high and I was suspended in eighth grade for playing happy birthday to someone on my accordion.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, was it in the middle of a test? Why did you get suspended?
No. Well, they always suspended me in eighth grade. I got suspended like every other day because I was like, that was like the peak of my class clownness. So every day it was like a new shenanigan. And it was a sitcom where I would just get sent to the principal's office, do a new shenanigan, sent to the principal's office. But this was a shenanigan. Yeah, where I learned happy birthday on the mini. I got it at like Spencer's or something. It was like a mini accordion. And it was my friend's birthday, and so I came up to her first thing in the morning and serenaded her with happy birthday. And then I got fucking suspended for disrupting the peace.
Man, bad boy fuck accordion that. Player, Tess Barker.
I know.
Man. We've got my grandfather's old one somewhere. He knew how to play, like, 20 instruments or something. And, like, we've got his old vintage accordion, like, in storage.
Cool.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Man, but I wouldn't want to ever try to play it out of respect for how bad it would sound.
What was the first instrument you learned, Biebs?
Me?
Yeah.
Piano, I think, was the first one.
Yeah.
It was either piano or violin. They were pretty close. I started them around the same time.
Nice. That's all. That's super cool. Was there like a song that you were like, I want to start playing an instrument because I want to know how to play this?
No, I wrote a lot. I was a little Bible beater. I was like brainwashed into like religion, so I was like just writing songs about Jesus all the time.
That happens. I get it.
They were dope ass songs. They could easily have been like love songs.
I mean, you only have to. I was just watching Sister Act. You only have to change a few words, you know.
Yeah, it's just like
it's the same shit.
Just a baby from Jesus to baby.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Or to Jesus, maybe, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah.
The next question. Oh.
Yeah.
When are you done?
When am I done?
Yeah.
When I'm tired.
Yeah. Yeah. That's correct.
Is that correct? Is the correct is the answer sure. A? Yeah. When
there's,
I'm tired?
There's no, right. There's no right, right and wrong answers. Yeah.
I think tired. I'm done. The one I think like we were kind of talking about this because it's an interesting time to like be not have to deal with a lot of the social anxiety we usually deal with. You know.
Yes. But, it's so great.
Yeah. It's great. And I have realized that before this and like when I'm done, I'm done. Like if I'm at a party or in a conversation with somebody, like, and I reach my point, I'm out. I will not be graceful about it. I will just burn out.
I'm the
out.
Same, and that gives me great social anxiety. Like, it's I learned, like, to wear, I've been doing color therapy with these sunglasses, and usually that's, you know, I just roll around wearing these colored heart sunglasses because, A, when I walk in, people know what vibe I'm bringing, so I don't even have to really talk to people. If they're being shitty, they're not coming up to me to be shitty. They're like, that's the last person I can go be shitty to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And B, like, you know, I'm like the little kid in Big Daddy where you put sunglasses on him and he's like, oh, they can't see me. And, you know, you just like, talk to people. I don't know what it is. It's like,
it's tough. We're not meant to interact with this many people, so I think it's a hard...
Well, yeah. I will say, I think it's a good thing. It's such a relief when I realize that no one cares if you say goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's been a huge thing. Which
yeah,
is
I'm notorious for just hanging up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
People are always like, you say goodbye, and then you just hung up. And then I'm like, well, I didn't need to wait to say for you to hear it, for me to hear you say it. I just said, all right, later.
I knew what we were saying.
And then I just hung up.
Were you going to say something like some huge revelation? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. What happened earlier? You can call me back if there's something else. Yeah. I think goodbye and done are like very liberating moments also to be like, okay, well, now we're finished. And it's just nice to close a chapter.
But it's been like, I guess, portrayed that's socially incorrect and that you need to be polite and listen to everyone's shit. And it's like, nope, I sure don't.
No.
I sure don't.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the number of people at, like, parties in L.A. that probably think I have IBS because I just say, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll see you later. I got to go to the bathroom. I leave so many conversations in one place. And I'm just I got to go.
Yeah, that's been an interesting part about all this because, like, with comedy, you are kind of just, like, forced to talk with a lot of people who you don't necessarily like or whatever.
Yeah.
Or not even not like, but you just don't know at all, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, like, this has just been, like, oh, I'm really only choosing to talk to who I want to talk to most of the time.
That's how I want to live my life every day anyway.
Mm-hmm. But, like, unfortunately, it kind of is involved with what we do. So, like, I am not, like, we'll survive it. But, I'm not looking forward to having those conversations again where it's kind of like,
you know what?
Bullshitting through it.
I'm not looking forward to the bullshit ones, but I do like the like random people that you see that like you wouldn't really think to reach out to, but then
who you like. No, I don't mean that. I don't mean that. I mean the people who are like exhausting to talk to and you're just like,
oh,
I've got nothing.
I'm more comfortable just people messaging me online, you know, and just responding to that honestly that more than I don't know. Like it's weird. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. I love performing, but I think if we can figure this out online, especially as women, like, we got a lot of extra shit to deal with on the road and, like, you know, a lot of things to navigate. And so I'm like, if I could just stream from my house and play to 5,000 people globally, that's great. And then, like, if you were doing whatever creepy shit you were doing, like, I don't know about it.
You don't need to know about it.
I don't know about it. It's fine. Keep it in your shit, you know, whatever. That's fine.
Yeah, it is a silver lining, I guess, of this is, like, if I perform and then I'm just in my home, I don't have to like do anything afterwards
that's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, it's like a lot of us are forced into a lot of uncomfortable situations right now. And, you know, but when were we not? And at least we get to do it from the comfort of our own homes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, sick. For sure. Yeah, I can just close the laptop if I'm like, if I don't want to be in part of something anymore, for sure.
Yeah, sick.
Hell yeah. Okay. Where do you feel most yourself?
At my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
well,
we
that's
covered
good.
This.
That's definitely good.
At whatever my space is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, it's always, you know, I've had situations in the past where it's like your home like doesn't feel like your home. And it's just that's the worst when you're like, the place that you are coming back to is not what you want it to be.
I think for me, for the first time, this is like, I have a studio like right outside my bedroom, you know, that we built. And these gardens and, like, you know, I built exactly everything I wanted that I needed to have for me and my friends to thrive at any moment, you know, to have an art studio and a tie-dye studio and, like, all this, like, just a creative compound. And I'm just like, I'm just supposed to be here and exist for when people are feeling it and, like, just record that, you know? And so it's just, like, kind of freeing, you know? It's nice. It's like
tie-dye is really having a moment.
Like, it is.
Yeah.
We are tie-dyeing. Everyone is tie-dyeing.
It's pretty cool.
I know, and those, like, bleach tie-dye sweatsuits are very popular.
Yeah, and, like, I'd be lying if I wasn't a little tempted.
No, they're cute.
Yeah.
Tie-dyeing's fun. Plus, when you do it, it's like Christmas every morning because they're all different and you don't know 100% how it's going to turn out. So that's by the time when you get to open it, it's just like, oh, Christmas morning is such an exciting feeling. So I don't know. It's fun.
Yeah. That would be a really soothing Instagram account to watch.
Dude, just follow this guy, Jeremy Strebel. He has a company called Jammin' on Tie-Dye. That's where I learned from. And he does like tie-dye reveal days, and it's so exciting to watch.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, hell yeah.
So fun, dude. It's so inspiring. I love it.
Yes. Oh, I'm definitely going to follow that. That sounds really soothing to watch. Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely into that.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of work making my place, like, more, comfortable and, like, I want to be here. Yeah, more me. And I think something I dealt with in the past was that, like, I have a decent amount of space, especially, like, in my room, and I would just fill it with so much shit, you know, because it's, like, that's what I do. It's, like, this represents me or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And I just learned to, like, put all of the shit somewhere else, like, because it just gives me anxiety because I would wake up and, like, say, look at, like, a bookshelf of, like, books I haven't read, and then I would just feel bad about myself for not having read those books, you know? So I just started moving that stuff, and it's, like, I don't have to get rid of it, but it doesn't have to, like, look me in the face every fucking day and, like, judge me for not doing, being the version of myself that I'm, like, not being or something.
Well, and you became a minimalist a while ago.
I have been on the minimalist train, obviously. I mean, this is just here for, you know. These are just me. These items are just me.
Babs is holding up yarn, a disposable underwater camera, an unidentified box.
Obviously, my just bow tie.
Sequin bow tie. All within arm's distance. Perfect.
This is a Christmas gift I was supposed to send to, like, a year and a half ago. So we'll see.
Dude, I'm great at shipping and receiving now, too. Holy shit.
Are you?
I used to suck at it. I'm like, wow, I have time to do shit. I made a little.
That is a good skill.
You know, like, I made little organizing boxes. Like, shit, I started making my bed every day. Like, shit, I've never done.
That stuff feels good.
You know? And I'm really like, I just want to treat myself to, like, not being, like, because I'm running in and out, in and out. My car's always packed full of shit, you know? It's because I'm, like, never having time. I'm like telling myself that I have all this time to, like, make life easier and better for myself.
I will say my car is still packed full of shit. I have not.
Well, the car doesn't count. We haven't used those in months. Like,
the car is.
That's your storage unit right now. Is that a necessity?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We gotta maintain some normalcy. Okay?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. You can look at the car and be like, that's what it used to be.
Yeah. My little trash cave, you know.
That's what I call my car.
Aww. It's beautiful.
So we're going to go out on a song, right?
Yeah. Do you want to play one now, or do you want to throw a recorded one? Okay, cool.
Hell awesome. Yeah.
So I released a new single, a new video for a single, like, a few weeks ago for the song I have called Wake Up. It's under Biebs, and it features one of my best friends and one of my favorite rappers, this dude, Nico Is. So.
Yeah, 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 hey, it's an old day, wake up, we love that. Yeah, 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 hey, it's an old day. Yeah, 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 hey, it's an old day. Wake up, we love that, we love day. Yeah, 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 hey, it's an old day. So I think
singing lately that I should play cool, 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 cool. I've done as many exceptions to the rule. So many that there's just no wrong or right. And I'm gonna put the songs through the songs through the songs that I write. Elevates, vibes never lie, and the poop always resonates. Man moves like poof, and the poops to medicate, levitate. Yeah, he ate the pie that the devil made. Hop in the drop top, like his chop shop. Watch like his top knot, try to not watch. Crazy is HD on every visual. Just a willy, just a any fucking visual. Well, stop selling dreams, I ain't never bought them. I only see solutions, I don't see no problems. They cut the tree down, they afraid to guard it. A pardon, the earth, the herb's problem. I kept a curse of knowledge, for you may can be modified. You know the root of the tree can't be compromised. He who writes a song will better write itself. If not, it sound like everybody else. Hey, 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 yeah, 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 hey, it's an old day. Yeah, 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 hey.
God, I love that song. It gets stuck in my
amazing.
Head sometimes.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
So good. All right, guys, we'll be right back with Lady Problems.
Hey, everybody. We're back. I'm Babs. I'm, like, I'm Lady to Lady. We're Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Biebs, who you just heard a lovely song from. Oh, and we're going to hear one from her at the end of the show, too. So that's cool.
Heck yeah. All right. But now it's time for Lady Problems. If you have lady problems, send them to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady, lady problems. Lady, lady problems. Lady, lady problems.
Do you have them?
Hey, ladies, longtime listener, I love what you guys do. I have a lady to gay problem. About a year and a half ago, I got into my very first relationship. At 27, this was the biggest deal for me. What started as cute flirting turned into a full-blown boyfriend situation in about 3 weeks. Even though things moved really fast, I was having the best time ever, and he seemed just as obsessed with me. After about 4 months after our very quick I love you exchanges, which was this is 4.5 months after we started dating, he fell into a deep depression and broke up with me 2 weeks later. His reasons seemed legit. He needed to work on himself. He couldn't commit to anything. It wasn't me. It was him, etc. Literally a week later, he had a new boyfriend and posted a pic with him on Instagram calling him a silver lining to a shitty month. Oh, boy.
No.
I semi-freaked out and called him out on it. It took him a few days to respond, and he, out of nowhere, told me that he tried to commit suicide, and this guy apparently saved him. And
oh,
that made
God.
Him feel... Yeah, and that made him feel better than anyone ever had. He then blocked me on everything after several attempts through the next 6 months. OMG, judge me, I was so in love. I gave up trying. I couldn't stop blaming myself because I felt like I, for some reason, might have been the reason that he would try to take his own life.
Fast forward to January of this year, about a year after we broke up. He finally messaged me back because I made a new Instagram that wasn't blocked. When I drunkenly told him I missed him and I was still here for him, I was fully expecting him to ignore me. We began talking again. We've also hung out twice since. It's been difficult because of COVID, obviously. Even though my friends warned me about it, I feel like I've fallen back into bad habits. I freak out when he ignores a Snapchat or a message and always think it's because he doesn't want me again and he's annoyed by me. Sometimes he'll engage in conversation and it's always really good. Sometimes he won't. No matter how many times I delete Snapchat or silence messages, I'm always logging back on to check. Sometimes it feels genuinely like we are feeling things for each other, but then it feels like he just shuts me out. It should be mentioned that he's dated 3 people since me. I've dated none. And the rebound guy who, quote, saved his life turned out to be a legitimate creep and now has a restraining order against him.
Wow. Jesus.
Should I continue trying to reach out or should I just move on? I've tried everything, but I just feel so stuck on him. I feel like I still love him even though he's so shitty to me and I just don't know what to do. Any advice helps, ladies. Love you so much.
Yeah. Oof. You need to, like, detox from this guy.
Also, detox from social media. I think social media is very unhealthy and can become very unhealthy, especially in relationships. Like, back in the day when you broke up with someone, you did not know all the other shit they were doing all the time.
Yeah.
You didn't have access to that information unless you were stalking them. And that's kind of what we do on the internet. Not that you're meaning to, but that that's just kind of the society we live in. So you just need to be conscious, like, mindful of that and just know that it's not really our business what other people are doing in their off time. Even if they're posting it, we can choose not to look at it. And you have that power to not live in that, you know?
But it kind of sounds like he's creating these extra accounts that aren't blocked. Like, he's going through, I almost feel like it needs to be like a cold turkey. Yeah. No Instagram, no Snapchat.
I think so. I think he's got to embrace his inner grandma for like at least 2 weeks.
Yes.
And shut it all down.
Yes.
I know at 27, I'm sure it's hard. You know, we are like, you knew a time before all the shit. And at 27, I think like your life has completely been, you know, influenced by it. But like, you're going to survive.
Back in my
day. Get rid of it for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel great, probably.
Yeah.
But like, you're going to be fine. Just like, fucking put it all away and like, concentrate on other shit that, you know, makes you feel good for a few weeks.
And if it's really hard to do yourself, honestly, it's been hard for me several times. I didn't realize how addicted I was becoming to checking Instagram and Facebook and shit. And it took me getting away to the woods where I had no reception. I stayed there for a week. And even the first 2 days, I knew I had no reception. I was conscious of that, but I was still grabbing my phone first thing in the morning, even though I knew it took me a few days to break that habit. And so don't feel bad, or, you know, you just have to try to detox, because it is a real addiction too.
I think if you have the means to do that, to literally go out into the middle of nowhere where you don't have access to internet for a couple of days, that would be like insanely
or just letting your phone die and hiding your charger from yourself, or giving your charger to a friend you trust or something, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and I think this person is also, they're really tying up a lot of their own self-worth with what this person thinks of them. And I think it's really important to be like, you say, you're like, I'm afraid that he doesn't want me, or he's annoyed by me and all of these things. And it's like, you're giving him so much power over who you are and how you feel about yourself.
Yes.
And I think part of also taking that break is also taking a minute to be like, what do I like about myself? When I am just alone by myself, what are the things that I value most in myself, and how can I work on those and really feed those parts of myself too?
Yeah. And it's like, you can't see him right now anyway, so use that to your benefit and like take up some kind of a project that's going to make you feel accomplished. Like, check something off your to-do that's going to make you feel the opposite of this. It's going to make you feel constructive and accomplished, and that has nothing to do with this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, you say, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, unfortunately, I don't want to say all of us have to experience this, but all of us kind of experience something like this in our life, like a relationship like this, where we can't see the you know, light at the end of the tunnel. It feels like this is how it's always going to be. And like, I'm never going to get over them. And it's not true. This, unfortunately, you know, is really something shitty, but like, you are going to get over it. And I think you just need to like, listen to this sentence where you said, like, I feel like I still love him even though he's so shitty to me. Like, you just, I mean, listen to what you just said. Like, you shouldn't be treated like that. Fuck this guy. Like, I know he went through something really difficult, and that's hard, and makes you want, like, you know, have that craving to save him or whatever it is, but he makes you feel like shit. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the Lucky Charms marshmallows, and you know what? It's not going to feed you.
It's not going to feed you. Give it up. Give it up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, your first relationship, I think, is always like, it is such a hard come down from that, too. So, like, give yourself the patience, but also just, like, yeah, you can do better than this.
And also, you know? Remind yourself that now you know you how much capacity you have to love another person. Know that that exists mm-hmm. in you. And how great that's going to feel when that's with someone that reciprocates that same amount of love. Also, you mm-hmm. have to start loving yourself as much as you can, because otherwise you're expecting the whole world to love you as much as it can, plus the amount you're lacking for yourself, which is impossible, you know? So you gotta, mm-hmm. you gotta command yeah. it into your life, because you know you're fucking worth it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think that's where that detoxing and doing, like, projects, all that comes from, because mm-hmm. it's just, like, it's not any outward judgment. It's not you getting a, you know, dopamine from likes or from anything like that. It's just, like, completely separate, and it's your thing.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with, like, getting the approval of everyone else.
It's like, I love mm-hmm. hanging out with myself so much that, like, it's going to take a really rad person to penetrate my own bubble.
Yes, you know? Exactly. Like,
absolutely. Yeah.
That's really what you're building up to, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you have to improve upon an already amazing situation if you want access to this, absolutely. Yeah. And also just, like, you know, all those, like, social media dopamine hits and stuff like that, it's all none of it's real. Like, we all know that, and we all get caught up in it too. But it's like, if you can do things materially outside of yourself, that shit feels so much better, you know? Like, you know, if there's, like, you know, obviously with everything happening right now, there's all sorts of things that you can, like, be donating time to. You know, you can be helping. If you got a sewing machine handy, hey, can you make some masks? Can you, like, make some hand sanitizer for, like, the houseless people in your area? Like, there's things that you can do, and, like, that are very selfless, but that you can also, like, take pride in things that you've gotten outside of your own head for.
And to posting things that you're making. Mm-hmm. When mm-hmm. you are going on social media, inspires other mm-hmm. people, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, cool, you made that. And then inspires them to try to yeah. make stuff, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
if you're going to be on social media, at least contribute your efforts, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, to continuing to educate, help, you know, inspire, and, yeah. like, you know, share positive things with people.
Exactly.
And well, I think yeah. one account limit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One account limit.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
No more.
Absolutely.
No Vinstas. Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. Nope. And I will say, the best revenge is having an amazing life without that person that they will never be a part of again. Yeah. There's nothing better than being like, look how much fun I'm having, and you'll never be a part of it.
But he's not even at the revenge state yet.
Well, I know
he's still
not,
at the addiction phase. So that's why I'm like, right now, I think go to the woods.
Yeah, I think take the break for right now. But just I'm just saying, at the end of this tunnel, someday when you look back, it's gonna feel great. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got this.
And then they're gonna want to come to you, and you're like, actually, you got to be this rad to penetrate the bubble.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Must be this ride. This
must
this
be rad this
to
song.
Ride this ride. To ride this ride.
Yes, I love that. Oh my god, I love that so much.
Thank you for sending in your lady problems to us. If you want to send us any more, send them to ladiescomedy@gmail.com, and we appreciate you writing in. And we're gonna go out on another one of your songs, Biebs. Tell us what the song is, and also let everybody know where they can catch you online and everything.
This song is a song I wrote with my friend Kaleo from the band Pepper. It's called Life Is Too Short. And I actually wrote it when I was going through a really dark time. And it was like I was in the middle of it while I was at the studio. It was horrible. I was crying before the studio session and everything. But I wrote it in 3 minutes before the studio session. And it was like, totally didn't come from me and was a message for me. And I think for all of us to just stop, breathe, you know, remember that it's just temporary and life's too short to make it, you know, worry about it all lasting forever anyway, you know?
Absolutely. Awesome. Hell yeah. Where can people find you online, Biebs?
You can find my music, my full band, Biebs and Her Moneymakers. You can search that on all, you know, music platforms. And then all my new stuff is under Biebs. It's like boobs, but with E's. And you can find me on the socials, Instagram @BiebsMoney, Facebook Biebs, BiebsMusic.com. Okay, that's it. I can't do.
Perfect.
I can't do it.
All right, guys, here's Biebs' new song. And we love you. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.